Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 36. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Devotional. Perhaps one of the most misapplied teachings in the New Testament is Jesus' proclamation, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Too many people think that what Jesus calls us to in this verse is a kind of blanket passivity and false appeasement to ensure that nobody gets upset. We forget that conflict and trouble were near constants in the life and mission of Jesus. He disrupted the false peace that everyone around him wanted, including his disciples, the crowds, the religious leaders, the Romans, those buying and selling in the temple, even his own family. Jesus shows us that healthy Christians do not avoid legitimate conflict. When we avoid conflict and appease people out of fear, we are false peacemakers. Jesus shows us that true peace will never come by trying to pretend that what's wrong is right. True peacemakers love God, others, and themselves enough to disrupt false peace when necessary. Nonetheless, unresolved conflicts remain one of the greatest tensions in Christians' lives today. We don't know what to do with these difficult issues, so we ignore them, hoping against hope they will somehow go away. They don't. And we all learn sooner or later that we can't build Christ's kingdom on false peace and pretense. Only the truth will do. Question to consider. In what kind of situations or with whom are you routinely tempted to avoid conflict and settle for a false peace? Prayer. Lord, forgive me for pretending that things are okay when they're not. I often ignore difficult issues and problems because I want to avoid conflict and messiness. Help me, I pray, to follow the way of Jesus, to be a true peacemaker in all my relationships, so that the kingdom of God might be as evident in my life as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.